Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
It feels like Jason Garrett's coaching his team because I see more Garrett. It's more Garrett to me than it is Joe Judge, even though Joe Judge is the head coach, because we're focused in on Daniel Jones at the quarterback spot. So every time something goes with the quarterback, the first thing happens is we pan to Jason Garrett.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 on 98.7 ESPN. Get your questions ready. The Fantasy Forecast with Anita Marks starts right now.
What's up? Fantasy Forecast. Week 7 of your NFL season. Anita Marks with you. You know how we rock and roll. First segment, I get you in the know. This is why the early bird gets the worm, or what is it? Nikki's producing the show today. Giselle has off. Nikki, good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good this morning. How are you doing?
You know what? I've and I always, God bless Uber Eats. Got my few sips of my Starbucks. So either you are a Starbucks person or you are a Dunkin' Donuts person. Like, it's one or the other. There's no in between. There's no in the middle. There's no like, oh, go to the closest one. No. You are either like, I don't care, drive 15 freaking miles to get to the Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, or I'm not going to have coffee. You're one or the other. Which one are you?
I hate to say this because I know you're a Starbucks girl, but I'm Dunkin' all day.
That's fine. Listen, Mama Mimi is a Dunkin', and I mean, you don't know the hoops that I jump through to get that woman Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Oh, you're a good daughter.
I am. I am a very good daughter. I bought her one of those. I know this is a fantasy show, but so what? We're going to take a minute. So Mama Mimi needs hip replacement. Obviously, she's 80. She's got diabetes. It has to be postponed during this pandemic, right? So so I bought her one of those electronic scooters. So she can, because she's been cooped up in her home since March, you know, and I was worried that her mental, because my mom is like, if you can't tell, my mom's a very social person. So, you know, she used to go to the clubhouse for Mahjong and poker night and barbecues. And so now, like, she's been cooped up. So I got her this little, wheelie scooter, wheelchair scooter. And so She's got, a million different designer masks, and she's got her little scooter, and she scoots around the neighborhood now, and she's as happy as a clam.
Oh, I love that. That's so,
so I think,
nice.
Yeah, I think I am a pretty good. And who says clams are happy? Where did that even come from? I just used it. I don't know, but I'm as happy as a clam because I'm drinking my Starbucks coffee, and I'm on with you guys this morning here at 7 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN. You know how we operate. The first hour is wall-to-wall fantasy football. We've already got calls coming in. I love it. And then at 8 o'clock, Mike Tannenbaum is going to join me. Chris Canty off again this week. He's back with us next week. I know there's a lot of Chris Canty fans out there. I'm a fan as well, so I miss him just as much as you. But Mike Tannenbaum will join me. We'll recap the Giants game. There's also some interesting news out there. Did you see this, Nikki? That allegedly, I'm going to say allegedly, because the Giants said they're looking into this. Nothing has been confirmed yet, but allegedly, Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley were out Friday night at some bar in the city without masks.
I did see that, and I did see pictures, but I didn't see the alleged video of their
right. The video has been deleted. As of right now, the video has been deleted, and the gentleman who posted those pictures said that those pictures are from last year. Now he's saying that those pictures are from last year. I think he's worried that he's going to get them in trouble, but the Giants and the NFL are doing some investigation. And if that's the case, there could be some, game suspension, not suspension, but I guess game suspension, not able to play and some hefty fines. From what I understand, obviously the NFL is taking the COVID situation quite seriously. So we'll see what happens, but we'll dive into that. And, you know, it's our regular Sunday morning. So let's get right to it. And I've got some good sleepers for you today. I feel good about the show. I feel good about my teams today. So because I feel good about my teams and I made some moves, making moves, baby, like Cardi B, I'm making moves to help me win some games, some matchups. So I hope that I can help you. So as always, we start with the news in the notes. What do we know? Who do we know is out? Well, of course, C-Mac is still out for the Panthers. Mike Davis getting it against New Orleans. New Orleans actually quite good against the run, not great against the pass. Just keep that in mind. I'm not saying bench Mike Davis in any stretch of the imagination. I'm starting Mike Davis today. Just know that New Orleans, their Saints defense, is better against the rush than they are against the pass. Dwayne Haskins still out. Kyle Allen will get the start against Dallas. Listen, there's four teams on a bye today. The Colts, the Dolphins, the Vikings, and the Ravens. So if you're in a 14 or 16 man league, Kyle Allen isn't a bad streamer for you today. Washington's using a lot of play action, and Dallas is probably one of the worst teams against play action in the passing game. So if you're desperate, Kyle Allen could be a good start for you. I'm just saying Dallas's defense is just god awful. Baker Mayfield is dealing with rib issues, but keep in mind he is going to play today. Sam Darnold expected back at the helm for the Jets. Mike Tannenbaum and I will really dive into that matchup. They're going up against the Bills. The Bills have some injuries as well. I still like the Bills minus 10 today. I wouldn't take them with the hook. Right now it's minus 10. I would jump all over this. This is what happened with that line. I know we're talking gambling, but you know it all blends. The line opened up at 13.5. All the sharks jumped all over the Jets. So what's happened? That line went down. Went down from 13.5 to 13 to 12.5 to 12 to 10.5. Now this morning it's down to 10. Hashtag run, don't walk. Go jump on it. Get the Bills minus 10. I like the Bills minus 10. I don't like the Bills minus 10.5. There's a lot of injuries on the Bills side. And one in particular that's going to help you on fantasy. So just keep that in mind. No Nick Chubb. So Hunt going to get the go against Cincinnati. He's been dealing with a groin issue. Keep that in mind. I think a lot of points are going to be scored in this Cincinnati-Cleveland game today, just FYI. Joe Mixon is out because of a foot issue. Matthew Berry posted this 2 days ago. Giovanni Bernard was available in over 50% of most fantasy football rosters. If I were you, I'd check your waiver wire and go to the search engine. Bernard, excuse me, see if he's available. He's a good start today against Cincinnati. Mark Ingram is dealing with an ankle issue. He's out, but not sure how long. Ravens are on a bye. So Gus Edwards and J.K. Dobbins might be available on the waiver wire. You know, if you've got room to stash, why not? I mean, if it's a high ankle sprain, Mark Ingram is probably going to be out for quite a while. Landry's dealing with ribs and hips, but he's expected to go against Cincinnati. Michael Thomas, as well as Emmanuel Sanders, are both out against Carolina. What does that mean? Tre'Quan Smith, baby. Go grab him right now. He has to be the lead guy. Yeah, Jared Cook gets an uptick because of volume. Alvin Kamara is going to be a monster today. I think a lot of points are going to be scored in that game as well. And so Kamara is going to be utilized in the passing game. If you have Kamara, boy, he should have a monster day for you. And if he doesn't, there's a problem there. But if you're in need of a wide receiver, I've picked Tre'Quan Smith up on a number of my leagues. He's going to be one of the big go-to guys for Drew Brees today because both Michael Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are out. DeAndre Hopkins dealing with an ankle, going up against Seattle. He's expected to play, but I love Christian Kirk today. I love me some Christian Kirk today, FYI. Julio Jones dealing with a hamstring this week, but he's expected to go against Detroit. A lot of points are going to be put up in that game. I like the over there. John Brown is out for the Buffalo Bills. What does that mean? Gabriel Davis. Love me some Gabriel Davis today. That's another wide receiver available on your waiver wire. Pick him up with no John Brown. Gabe. I love calling him Gabe. Don't you love the name Gabriel? I've always thought if I had a son, that would be one of the names that I would consider. Gabriel.
Anyway. Gabriel Marks. It has a nice tone.
Right? I wouldn't want anyone to call him Gabe, as I just called Gabriel Davis Gabe. But regardless, Gabriel Davis, he is the long ball threat for the Bills, and the Jets have given up the most yards in explosive plays to opposing wide receivers this season. I'm even playing, again, mixing gambling with fantasy. Why not? I'm even playing Gabriel Davis scores a touchdown today and the Buffalo Bills win, and you could get that at plus 135. So you don't even have to worry about those stinking 10 points. So it's a player win parlay. Gabe Davis scores a touchdown, Buffalo Bills win. That's plus 135, plus 138, I believe. Tight end Janu Smith has been dealing with an ankle issue, but practiced in full this week, so he will be a go against Pittsburgh. Wow, what a game that's going to be. I can't wait. That's the best game on the docket this week, I think. Jamison Crowder, doubtful for the Jets. So it's a big reason why. Also, I like the Bills minus 10. I know double digits, laying double digits is not fun sometimes, but Crowder is the straw that stirs that drink, let's be honest. And that drink is pretty foul right now. A.J. Brown dealing with a knee, but is expected to go for the Tennessee Titans. Austin Hooper, tied in for the Cleveland Browns, is out. Had emergency appendectomy. So Njoku is going to get the start at the tight end position for the Cleveland Browns today. Robert Woods dealing with a groin, but is expected to go for the Rams. And Mostert for the San Francisco 49ers has been put on IR. Hasty, hashtag run, don't walk. Go see if Hasty is available on your waiver wire. If he is, I would pick him up. Hasty and McKinnon are going to get the bulk of the carries in the backfield for San Francisco today against the Patriots. It's not a fantastic matchup, but Jeff Wilson is dealing with a calf issue. Mostert is on IR. Hasty could be a sneaky good pickup for you. And last but not least, I saved the best for last. Okay? I saved the best for last. All right. Nikki, you want the good news or you want the bad news?
Give me the bad news first so you cheer me up.
The bad news is that Aaron Jones is expected to not play today for the Green Bay Packers. That's the bad news. He hurt his calf at practice. We talk about practice, not a game. We talk about practice. He hurt his calf at practice. So what does that mean? In the backfield, Jamal Williams and A.J. Dillon is expected to share the bulk of the carries. I did some research here. This is what I do for a living. This is why I'm here for you. And they really love A.J. Dillon. This is a offensive player that the Green Bay Packers drafted in the second round. If you recall, there was a big stink. As you know, the Green Bay Packers went out and they drafted Jordan Love in the first round. Oh, how can you do this to Aaron Rodgers? You don't even go out and get him. Which, could you imagine Aaron Rodgers could have had Justin Jefferson? He's blowing it up in Minnesota right now. Don't get me started. Anyway, I'm getting myself started. A.J. Dillon is a second-round rookie who has been impressing the coaching staff for weeks now at practice. He just hasn't been able to see the field because Aaron Jones has been blowing it up. He's had a sensational year so far, and Jamal Williams is the number two. He's going to get an opportunity today. This young man has broken a number of missed tackles in the short stint that he has touched the ball. He has far exceeded and far performed Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams can't hold a candle to A.J. Dillon. He's going to get an opportunity today. And I love the Green Bay Packers today, by the way, against the Houston Texans. So, again, hashtag, what am I going to say here, Nikki?
Run, don't walk.
There you go. God, I love you. I love working with you. Hashtag, run, don't walk. Run, don't walk. Go pick them up right now. Again, four teams on a bye. You might be desperate for a running back. And everything that I'm reading and everything that I'm hearing is that the Green Bay Packers are going to give this young man a shot, a chance. Now, also, the Houston Texans, they can't pressure anyone. So it's not like if they were going up, like, for example, if Green Bay was going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers, oh man, Pittsburgh Steelers, they get after you. So Aaron Rodgers is going to need a running back out there, back there to help with pass protect. That's not going to be the case today. I really think what's going to happen here is that the Green Bay Packers are going to give this young man a chance. And if he continues to perform the way that he has in the small, minute chances that he's had in the past, I think they stick with him today. and could be a sneaky good play for you against arguably the worst run defense in the NFL against the Houston Texans. So this is why you listen to 98.7 ESPN every Sunday morning at 7 a.m. With nuggets like this, you can't go wrong. Go get A.J. Dillon right now.
The Titans have found a great deal of success with play action. They've been able to generate some big plays that way. But you look at the Steelers' defense, they're blitzing 60% of the times teams use play action. So that's yet another cat and mouse game that I'll be watching. And there's so many of them.
That is Teron Davenport. Does an excellent job covering the Tennessee Titans for ESPN. What a game that's going to be. Pittsburgh and the Tennessee Titans. Two good defenses, but I still think a lot of points are going to be put up in that game, by the way. Definitely one of the top games I'm going to be most looking forward to today. Really intrigued with the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Oakland Raiders game prior to the Raiders' offensive line coming down with COVID. Well, let me rephrase that. One of their offensive linemen came down with COVID, so they quarantined the entire offensive line. They weren't at practice this week. Prior to all that happening, now nobody else tested positive, so they're going to be active and hopefully attractive today. But prior to all that happening, I was leaning towards the Oakland Raiders. Coming off of a bye, John Gruden has this team playing extremely well. Derek Carr is out to prove that he's worthy of being a starting quarterback in the NFL, continuing after the season, possibly in Las Vegas. And just really, really intrigued with this game. You get the Bucks who are traveling to Las Vegas. So I want to say right now that line is plus four, Oakland. I'm staying away from it just because of the offensive line issues that happened this week. But like I said, prior to those, I was leaning towards the Oakland Raiders. Also interested to see how Cam Newton's going to perform. Not so great last week. I did text with Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPN. Mike said that Cam had a good week of practice. So that's a good thing. San Francisco getting healthier, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Jimmy Garoppolo, first time going up against the Patriots since they traded him away to the San Francisco 49ers. That's an interesting matchup right there. So, you know, there's some good games today. 800-919-3776. Let's get your calls. Shelton in Long Island, you're up. Welcome in.
Good morning, Anita, and kudos to you because of your Nuggets. I'm in a four-way tie for first in my PPR league at 5-1.
There you go.
Two quick questions. Quarterback, Big Ben or Teddy Bridgewater? And then my bigger concern, I have Josh Jacobs, but I also picked up J.D. McKissick. So what?
Okay, well, first things first. I really like Teddy Bridgewater today. I really like him a lot. But I'm not gonna tell you to bench Ben Roethlisberger. So hashtag Shelton champagne problems. I would roll with Big Ben. But I do like Teddy Bridgewater today as well. So you can't go wrong, I think, with either one of those starts. And McKissick and who else?
Josh Jacobs. I have some concerns with the offensive line. I think from what I'm understanding, only Trent Brown is the definite lineman that's out.
Yeah,
as of now.
And even with Brown out, you're talking about the Bucks defense that is extremely good. Mm-hmm. But I think here's the thing, though. I think just sheer volume alone, I can't tell you to bench Josh Jacobs and sleep well tonight.
Right. Okay.
You know, if we were talking about, I don't know, Mike Davis, if we were sitting here talking about Chris Carson, if we were sitting here talking about Ronald Jones, I would tell you to start those guys over Josh Jacobs. But a guy like McKissick, who's sharing the backfield with Antonio Gibson, I can't do that. I can't do that to you.
Okay. Appreciate you, Anita. You're the best.
You got it, Shelton. Good luck this week. I'm glad that you're in a tie for first. That makes me feel good. Let's go to Abraham in New Jersey. Abraham, you're up.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, I have a little dilemma on flex. It's either Christian Kirk, Traquan Smith, or as the gentleman before me said, J.D. McKissick. Who would you go with?
So it's Kirk. Who's your second guy?
Traquan Smith.
Okay, yeah. I love Christian Kirk today. By the way, I love Christian Kirk. I think a ton of points are going to be put up in that Arizona-Seattle game. and Christian Kirk in has really been connecting as of late. The last few games have been great for him with Murray. And also keep in mind, DeAndre Hopkins is dealing with, I want to say, what was it? An ankle. So I'm high on Kirk today. In fact, I like him so much, Abraham. I'm playing him in a lot of DFS, just FYI.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good luck. Good luck this week. Let's go to Al in Queens. Al, welcome in.
How you doing? If the Jets miss out on Lawrence, Fields is not Chap Wubba.
No, he's not. I don't think he's chopped liver, but I think this Jets team is going for Lawrence. You know, that's like saying Al, really quick. That's like saying, you know, everybody's comparing Lawrence to John Elway, right? Or Andrew Luck. That's like saying, hey, well, if John Elway and Andrew Luck aren't available, you know, this team can still get Deshaun Watson.
Would it be bad?
Deshaun Watson's great. You can't go wrong with Deshaun Watson, right? Deshaun Watson's great, but he's no Elway and he's no Luck. You know what I mean, Al?
He really shredded Nebraska yesterday.
He threw a few picks.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Fields. You're talking about, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Lawrence. Who did he play? Clemson played Syracuse, right? Syracuse had a few interceptions on him yesterday, didn't they? Like I want to say they had like two picks, pick for sixes. I was, and Al, thank you for your phone call. I was on Twitter and Twitter was saying, this is so funny, but it's so sad. Twitter was saying, The narrative on Twitter was, is Lawrence throwing pick sixes so that the Jets won't draft him this season? Oh, that's sad. I know. It's sad. It's funny, but it's not funny. It's not funny for Jets fans. That's for sure.
The league and the NFLPA looks at it as it is the responsibility of the organization to make sure that all players, personnel, are doing everything they can to follow along with the COVID-19 protocol. And this review found that that's not what they were doing. So they do not want to punish the Bucs or perhaps the Raiders even by canceling this game. They want to have this game and make sure this game gets played, despite the fact that you look at this and it's not very fair, right? They're not going to have their offensive line if they were to test positive for this. But the league feels it. That's the responsibility of the Raiders.
That is Diana Rossini talking about the Raiders. Again, no more positive tests. So that game is going to happen today. And Derek Carr will be playing behind a legit offensive line. I know the calls keep coming in. We're going to get to your calls. 800-919-3776. Anita Marks with you on this Sunday morning, Week 7 Fantasy Forecast. As always, Cynthia Freeland joins me on my Saturday show. And we end that segment with me asking her what her fantasy football sleepers are heading into each week. And we start with the quarterbacks.
Okay, so I don't know if it's super deep, but you have to put Justin Herbert in now. I mean, this kid's throwing for like a billion yards a game. And it's going to be a great opportunity to stack him with my favorite tight end this week, which is Hunter Henry. So if you're playing in daily formats, I love that stack together. That one's a good one. Also, someone who's super underpriced right now, if you're playing DFS, you can get Patrick Mahomes for less than Josh Allen, which is interesting to me. So I know it could be snowy in Denver, so people could be scared off of him, but, you know, that's an interesting one. Now, if you're playing in regular formats, I would say stick with the Justin Herbert call there.
I love Justin Herbert this week for sure. At the running back position.
Okay, so I liked my guy DeAndre Swift. I'm going to go back to that well again in this one. But also, it was kind of interesting to see what's going on in Arizona. So now everyone's going to think it's totally Kenyon Drake. It's all Drake. But you got to look at all the other options there, because I don't necessarily think that that's going to be the case going forward. So I would go pick up Chase Edmonds and play him, because things go poorly, they're going to switch right off of him. And he hasn't been good on first and second down in competitive downs, like not when they're blowing the Cowboys out. But if you look to see what happened that first half, he had like 2.7 yards per rush.
But here's the thing. Each and every week, I think the same thing. Like, oh, this is the week. I'm going to put Chase Edmonds as my flex. This is the week. This is the, and then it doesn't happen. And then Kenyon Drake goes off.
Well, so here's why. The Seahawks defense is actually a lot better against the run than they are against the pass. They're missing Jamal Adams in that middle of the field. Yes, Bobby Wagner's still there, but those short passes to kind of be an outlet to keep Kyler Murray out of trouble. That's more the change of pace situation stuff. That's the Chase Edmonds stuff. So to me, this is the week that I think it finally happens.
Okay. Wide receiver.
Oh, by the way, and if you need another one, go get Jamichael Hasty, because I like him in this week, in this matchup for the 49ers too. So that's my second one if you needed a second one. Wide receiver, both Christian.
We'll take as many as you have, Cynthia. We'll take as many as you have.
I'll give you all of them. I like my Christian Kirk call in this one, especially if there's no DeAndre Hopkins. That's going to be a really popular one. But I think there's going to be a bunch of like old guy touchdowns this week. So I got an Amendola touchdown. I've got an Edelman touchdown, and I've got a Larry Fitzgerald touchdown. All three of them have not had touchdowns yet this season. They combined for 177 in terms of total pass touchdown receptions that they've been a part of in their joint careers. But, you know, old guy touchdowns happening this week.
That should be hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
Old guy touchdowns.
34 and 37, ancient people.
Smith from the Saints. I woke up this morning. Saturday, I usually wake up at like around 6 a.m. Hang in bed, you know, with the pups, watch a little Sports Center and start prepping for my show before I go take my spin class. And I went on to just, you know, browse my fantasy football market, and Smith was available in six of my nine leagues. No Michael Thomas, no Emmanuel Sanders. And Smith is there. He's available.
Yeah, Traquan's missed a good pick. I think that's a really nice one. And also, if you aren't starting T. Higgins, you got to go. If T. Higgins is somehow available against the Browns, you got to go pick him up, because this guy's getting all of the targets. And Joe Burrow's played really well. I think this is going to be a much closer game than most people think. So I think T. Higgins is another one where if you're worried about maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, you should.
And last but not least, we know you like Hunter Henry. Is there another tight end you like this week?
Well, if somehow TJ Hawkinson's around in your league, then go pick him up. I think that's an interesting situation for Detroit. I think, look, Detroit, I hate when my model picks my team, because I just have no faith in them, because I've grown up a Lions fan. So that's pretty much all I've ever known. But the model loves TJ Hawkinson this week.
Again, that is Cynthia Freeland. You can see her all over the NFL Network today and pretty much every day, who's absolutely fantastic and a very dear friend. And I adore her dearly. And one of the best, she's a brainiac, another one of those brainiacs. And by all means, please tune into my show on Saturday afternoons. It's football intensive, getting you ready each and every week. Bill Barnwell joins me every Saturday at 1 o'clock, and he's another one who's just absolutely brilliant. And Cynthia Freeland typically joins me at 2 o'clock every Saturday afternoon. Let's go to Billy in Long Island. Billy, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Nita. How are you?
Billy, you there?
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I can.
How
are you doing in your fantasy league?
I got a conflict. I'm trying to figure out if I should start AJ Brown or Chase Claypool.
Well, that's a good problem to have, isn't it, Billy?
Yes, it is.
That's a really good problem.
I don't know where to go with that, because I have Michael Thomas, but he's not playing again.
Yeah, I mean, they're. What are you doing for your flex? Who's your flex play?
I don't do flex. I don't have a flex.
You
and
don't
my
have
other
a
starter
flex.
Is
oh, okay.
Devontae Adams.
Interesting, because. Yeah, of course, you're not going to bench Devontae Adams. I would lean towards A.J. Brown just because he's had a sick 2 weeks, and I think a lot of points are going to be put up in that game, and A.J. Brown, I think, is really going to be needed. Also, and thank you for your phone call, Billy, Janu Smith was dealt with an ankle injury last week. Not sure if that ankle is going to hold up against a very difficult Pittsburgh Steelers defense for four quarters, and if by chance Janu Smith goes down, A.J. Brown will get even more targets So his volume will definitely increase. Let's go to Shane in Connecticut. Shane, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Nita. How are you? Can you hear me?
Good, good. I can hear you. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Long-time listener. Love your show. So my dilemma is Juju other than week one.
Thank you, Shane. I appreciate it.
Juju other than week one has been a bust for me, kind of. I've got him, and I also have Will Fuller today. Who would you start?
So I'm sorry, I lost you there for a second. So it's between Juju or Will Fuller. I love Will. I see it on the screen right now. So it's Juju or Will Fuller.
Yep, Juju or Will Fuller.
Yeah, I like Will Fuller. I think this year sums it up. Let's be honest. Juju Smith-Schuster is just not a number one. He's just not. He's not having the season he had when Antonio Brown was still with the Steelers. He's just not. And Will Fuller is blowing it up. He's having a great year. So I would roll with Fuller today over Juju, Shane.
Awesome. Thanks, Anita. Have a great day.
They've been part of losing teams for such a long time. They want to win. And I know that Mike Evans, for instance, he was very upset about President Trump's election. And one of the reasons why was because of his treatment of women. So I know that Mike is concerned about those types of issues. But I also know that he really wants to win. And I don't expect anybody in that locker room to come out and speak out against the signing of this, because they also really trust the people in charge. And that's the thing. Bruce Arians has always been pretty straightforward and honest with them. And these guys also just adore Tom Brady. Mike's already said that's one of my favorite teammates I've ever had. And they've only been together for a few months.
That is Jenna Lane. Had her on my show yesterday after the announcement that Antonio Brown is going to sign a one-year deal with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Hey now. So I'm sure that's a hashtag run, don't walk. A lot of people went out there and picked up Antonio Brown. But keep in mind, Jeremy Fowler is reporting that there's still no clear timetable in regard to when the NFL is going to allow Antonio Brown to be active in play. So just keep that in mind. This very well could be a situation where the Bucks went out and signed him, A, to keep him away from the Seattle Seahawks, because that was a lot of the talk that Antonio Brown may have gone to Seattle, and that's definitely a team that more than likely the Bucks are going to have to get through in order to go to the Super Bowl, which Tampa is hosting, by the way. And Antonio Brown might not be active until our fantasy football season's over. Keep in mind, our fantasy football season is over in week 16. There's a chance that Antonio Brown might not be able to play for the Tampa Bay Bucks until the Super Bowl or the playoffs. The NFL is still conducting. There were two investigations, two instances. So keep that in mind. I'm not saying if you've got room on your bench, you went out and you picked up Antonio Brown. Okay. But just keep in mind, there's no timetable as to when he's going to be active. I know we have about, and Nikki, if you could put the out time up, I appreciate you, because we have a New York game day coming your way at 8 o'clock with Mike Tannenbaum and myself. Here are my sleepers. We heard from Cynthia Freeland. Here are some of my sleepers before we get to your calls. And Mike and Pedro, I see you guys. I'll get to you, I promise, before Fantasy Forecast is over. Love me Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert has to be one of my favorite sleeper, you want to call him a sleeper quarterback, under the radar quarterbacks, not your obvious selection today against Jacksonville. I think Justin Herbert goes off, and I'm going to stack him in DFS with Hunter Henry. I'll throw in some stacks with Mike Williams. I love me some Justin Herbert today. Matthew Stafford against Atlanta. Matt Ryan against Detroit. I even like Joe Burrow against Cleveland. I think a lot of points are going to be put up in that Cincinnati-Cleveland game. And as I said earlier, I do like Teddy Bridgewater against New Orleans. Okay? At the running back position, Kareem Hunt against Cincinnati. Ronald Jones should have a field day against Las Vegas. Las Vegas, their run defense is not good. No bueno. Devin Singletary against the Jets. Montgomery against the Rams. Antonio Gibson, I do like against Dallas. Dallas's defense is just god-awful. And McKissick, he might be available on your waiver wire. It could be a sneaky good flex play for you. today. Not an RB1 or an RB2, but more of a flex play, because I think Gibson is going to get more volume than him. Justin Jackson is a must play today against Jacksonville. He is a must play. You hear me? I will say it again. Justin Jackson is a must play today. He is playing that Austin Eckler role, and he's really come into it, into his own. And I think he's going to be a big part of this game plan for the Chargers going up against Jacksonville. Their defense not good against opposing running backs. DeAndre Swift finally arrived last week. Love him this week against Atlanta. And based on our conversation I just had with Cynthia Freeland, okay, I'll give Chase Edmonds another try. At the wide receiver position, Kenny Golladay should have a monster day against Atlanta. Will Fuller against Green Bay. Calvin Ridley against Detroit. Terry McLaurin against Dallas. Chase Claypool against Tennessee. Tyler Boyd against Cleveland. Love me some Tyler Boyd today. Like I said, I think Cincinnati and Joe Burrow is going to put up some points. I really do. Love me some T. Higgins as well as Cynthia Freeland against Cleveland. CeeDee Lamb against Washington. Washington good against wideouts, not so good against slot receivers. CeeDee Lamb should get a lot of targets from Andy Dalton, like he did last week, by the way. Love me some Christian Kirk against Seattle. Like I said earlier, Mike Williams against Jacksonville. Keelan Cole Jr. against the Chargers. Cole Beasley against the Jets. Love me some Gabriel Davis against the Jets. No John Brown. John Brown out today. So the Bills are going to stretch the field against the Jets. They're giving up a plethora of explosive plays in the passing game, and that's what Gabriel Davis is going to do. In fact, there's a prop bet out there. I like the Gabriel Davis over 19.5 for his longest reception of the day against the Jets. And again, I forgot to mention at the running back position, no Aaron, well, it hasn't been totally confirmed, but reports are there that Aaron Jones is not going to suit up and play today for the Green Bay Packers. So I love A.J. Dillon, and he, I would imagine, for sure, is still available on your waiver wire. Second-round rookie that the Green Bay Packers drafted, and apparently the coaching staff love him and is going to give him a shot today to see what he can do. So A.J. Dillon could be a sneaky good flex play for you this week against arguably one of the worst rushing defenses in the NFL with the Houston Texans. Hunter Henry against Jacksonville. And T.J. Hockenson against Atlanta. I wouldn't even mind Darren Fells. I think Darren Fells could be a sneaky good play against Green Bay. So those are my sleepers. Let's go to Mike in Astoria. Mike, you're up.
How's it going, Anita? Thanks for the time. You answered one of my questions, but then kind of said something else. So I have Justin Jackson on the bench, and I got Kenyon Drake and James Robinson. And, you know, I know he's playing, Drake is playing against Seattle. Should I do anything there, you think, with the running back?
So you're deciding between Drake and who?
Drake. I have Drake and James Robinson starting, but I have Justin Jackson on the bench, and I just heard what you said.
You got to start I'd start Justin Jackson over Robinson in a New York minute.
Thank you so much, Anita. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right, Mike. Good luck. Let's go to Pedro in Elizabeth. Pedro, you're up.
Órale, Anita.
Hola, hola. ¿Qué pasa?
I got a question for you. What two? I need two helps. Two. One.
Dílame.
I have.
Right? What is it? Dílame. It's been a long time since I lived in Miami. What is it? Dílame. What is it?
Dílame.
Pero, dílame. Okay, go ahead. What is it?
Okay. So I have McKinnon, the running back from the 49ers, and I have Dillon. Who should I pick on my flex?
So you have McKinnon?
And Dillon.
I would go McKinnon. I think McKinnon is going to get a lot of volume today because Mostert was placed on IR and Jeff Wilson is out. So I would go McKinnon there. I would play Dillon over just to kind of give you an idea. Some of the running backs I would play Dillon over. I would play Dillon over Latavius Murray. I would play Dillon over P. Ryan. I would play Dylan over Frank Gore. I would play Dylan over Cam Akers. I would even play Dylan over Damian Harris today. That's who I would play Dylan over. You know, listen, there's four teams on a bye. There's some injuries out there. People, you know, there's some people who could be desperate right now, but I would not play Dylan over McKinnon. I think McKinnon is going to get a hefty share of volume today, Pedro.
Okay, perfect. And another thing, my palate is acting kind of crazy today, so should I go dark and dry or light and sweet with wine today?
you're funny. Here's the thing, and Pedro, thanks for the phone call. I'm a little late, Mike. I know Mike Tannenbaum's waiting for New York game day to start. I see him on my Zoom. Hi, Mike. You know, here's the thing. We are getting closer and closer to winter, and I don't know about you. I don't drink a lot of whites. I'm already done with rosés. I haven't had a rosé in like 2 weeks. But I'm getting towards that point where like I'm done. So today might be a good day to kind of like to do some whites. Just because we're getting closer and closer where I think our selection of drinking whites besides like a Chardonnay, if you're somebody who likes Chardonnay, and a lot of people don't like that buttery, oaky, but I would go white today, Pedro. That's what I would do.
This has been the Fantasy Forecast Podcast with Anita Marks. Don't miss the Fantasy Forecast every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.